Hello.
Hello?
Mr. Villani?
No, yeah, go ahead. Put Keno down alone.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Hello?
Ken? They tell me that our friend Francis Smith's going to be elected city Democratic leader to replace Bill Green, the former congressman. Don't you think you ought to send him a telegram saying that I've asked you to send congratulations on his election and to succeed that great American Bill Green, and the president knows you'll work with Mayor Tate and other leaders in ensuring a continued Democratic success in Philadelphia. He sends you high regard and best wishes and so forth. Yeah, but they're Joe Clark and the mayor denouncing him as soon as he's elected.
I know, because that was the fight, and he can produce, the other guys couldn't give you ice water.
Well, take a pencil here and let me show you what our people think we ought to send. And I thought instead of having some new man that wasn't known do it, I thought you'd speak with authority for the administration. The president asked me to send congratulations on your election as city Democratic leader, succeeding at great American Bill Green. President knows that you'll work with Mayor Tate and other Democratic leaders in ensuring continued Democratic success in Philadelphia. He sends you his high regard and best wishes in your new assignment. If you want to, you can say, call upon me if I can help or anything like that, and just sign Ken O'Donnell. Is Mayor Kennedy around down there?
She is here, President.
I want to talk to her. When's the best time?
I'm going to talk with her at 7:30 tonight. I want to call in. I'm going to call you. Is that all right with you?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have this Secretary of State and this Earhart group, and I want to slip out, but I don't want to wake her when she's taking a nap. And I just I want to talk to her about a little personal matter.
Why don't I place a call to you and from there? And
yeah, you do it just as soon as you can, though.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't, you don't think it'd be correct to do it in the next few minutes.
I haven't seen it.
Uh-huh. What would you think of her? Do you know enough about her habits to know what she'd be doing this time of day?
I'm going to tell you what I would think. The Dave Powers is over at the house. I'm not at the house.
Yeah?
Why don't I call Dave?
All right, tell him if you can, I'd like to. The Secretary of State's here and some other people, and I'd like to just have a word with her. Maybe I better just ask you. I haven't told another human. But I wanted to tell her that we'd like very much for her to be a top ambassador if she'd do it. I don't think she would, but I wanted her to know that we'd like to, and to take Tom Mann's place in Mexico, and I don't want anybody to know it but her. Now, what would be your reaction? Well, I don't either, but I would like for the president to tell him. I believe President Kennedy would do my wife that way, and I just thought it. She's got a wonderful staff to run it. The only damn thing she'd have to do is just go out and be the representative on occasion, too. She could be free to come and go as she wanted to. They got a perfect setup, and it's one of the best countries, and she is worshiped down there, and I've talked to people here about the general reaction, and I think it would just be a 10 strike if she'd even consider it, and might just keep her from going crazy worrying. Now, what's your reaction?
I think if the president right now, she would say no, and 3 weeks from now, she might say yes.
Well, maybe we ought to wait then.
Do you want to wait till I see it tonight?
Well, the reason I want to talk to her, I got Secretary of State and the whole crowd here, you see. He's going to leave here at 3:30, 4 o'clock to go to Houston. And he won't be here then tonight when he come. They are recommending two guys, neither of whom I ever heard of. And this thought just occurred to me that I don't see how it could make her mad. It just might, I think a lot of her. I wouldn't be asking her if she'd like to do it. She wouldn't like to do it. Hell, I'd make her ambassador to Italy, anything else that she wanted. I'd make her pope if I could.
President, let me get to Dave and have her get to you.
All right. Tell him to call me back. Well, I want to, I'm just going to do it as long as I live. Because we got trusteeship, me and you, haven't we? Weren't we that? Well, just think, put yourself in their place and see how you like to be treated. And I think it's bound to be all right to offer it. If she doesn't want to, she can say, well, thank you, and I'll do something else. Tell him to call me. If he doesn't, before she leaves, I'm going to call him. I want to tell him before they go off here with some guy named Rundell and something else that I never heard of. Bye.